Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, when I was just a small girl, I lived in the city. I think I've shared that with you before. My daddy used to sit out on the front stoop, just gazing up into the stars, and I liked to kind of sit beside my daddy, and he'd try to explain to me what he was doing. He was searching for the Milky Way and different constellations in the night sky. And well, you could barely see because there were so many city lights, even though we were in a suburb. Well, later, Daddy bought a farm in the middle of rural Missouri. We'd visit frequently on weekends, and finally, I could see and understand what the Milky Way was. Other awakenings of that time were a little foreign to me. I could hear a hoot owl. I could hear a screech owl. And the beautiful sounds of the whippoorwill. I'd never heard a whippoorwill before. And you could hear coyotes howling in the woods. Wildlife was there. Something missing in the city. The farmer and the rancher deal with all kinds of wildlife. God's critters. Some we may wonder, oh, why, Lord? And others, we are very thankful. Many times accused of animal abuse or by the clueless in the city. The rancher and the farmer know the value, though, of wildlife and understand the importance of the balance of nature. They see each day, literally, the circle of life, and they value just that, life. When the fence is down, or there's a hole in the fence, the stock dog is there to help round up the escaped wandering livestock, whether it's cattle, horses, sheep, or the hogs. They have to be gathered up and confined for their own safety as well as others. You might find yourself sitting on the back porch early one morning or late one evening, sipping your coffee or your favorite brew, and just gazing out. When you are graced by the presence of a rabbit in the backyard. But then in the distance you see one deer. White-tailed here in the state of Missouri. As you continue to quietly watch, there comes another and another, and they move gingerly across the horizon and gracefully, and you quietly just watch, and you just wonder. Real freedom lies in wildness, not in civilization. And that's a quote from Charles Lindbergh, and it's a quote from the new book, Cowboys and Critters, Symbiosis in the American West. My guest today, as I promised you, is C.J. Hadley, and we're going to visit this new book and talk about Range Magazine, which continues to receive numerous awards. C.J. and Range Magazine, as well as the Conservation Foundation, are fighting for property rights and Constitution and the independent farmer and rancher, telling the truth and beautifully illustrating the way of life in the West. How the West was won, hard work, stubborn and independent men and women, perseverance, dedication, and love of the land, and love and respect for the wild. The West has a friend in Range Magazine and C.J. Hadley, and it isn't just Western America. It's all America who benefits from knowing the truth. How the Western way of life is sustained is by keeping it alive in the hearts of the people. How the West will be forgotten and wither. It's when it loses its voice. As long as the West has people like C.J. Hadley, we'll at least be informed, educate, and activate, as I like to say, which is a huge part of the battle for freedom and independence. We welcome again today C.J. Hadley. She's always great to have you on the show. C.J., how are you today?
I'm absolutely perfect, and I can't believe because I know you well by now, but your lead was absolutely beautiful. You're one great writer. You're a wonderful radio person. You've got more talents than I can imagine, but thank you for that lovely introduction.
Well, you ought to hear me sing and dance, you know.
I have on YouTube, and you're not bad.
Oh, I'm still learning. I'm just still learning. Well, I've been looking at your book. Unfortunately, not as much as I would like to. I love this new book, CJ, and I know we're going to talk about it a little bit. I want to talk about whatever's pulling your chain today, but The Cowboys and the Critters, and who doesn't like to sit? And anybody that's been in the country or visited Grandma and Grandpa have sat on the back porch and watched as those deer come across. You know, they can be destructive, but yet we just love to watch their gracefulness. We just love to watch them and watch them run. I raised five sons, and they played sports, and they ran. And, some of them were pretty tall. Others took after me, but some of them were pretty tall, and they looked like gazelles. I always said they looked like the deer running. They just were so graceful. But, you know, we just love to watch that. And the critters are a big, important part of the ranch.
What the title is Cowboys and Critters, subtitle is Symbiosis in the American West, but there's animals, of course, and critters that you're going to see in Missouri and the East Coast. In this book, there are, I picked 65 photographers, 186 of their photographs, and they are absolutely brilliant.
They are, they're
beautiful. There's also 19 short stories from 11 writers. And the slugger, what somebody said about this book is brilliant photos, amazing quotes, and touching stories. And there are so many award-winning photographers and writers in this, I have no idea how accidentally I pulled them all together. But I did have a little help with Nevada's best writer, Carolyn DeFarina, who wrote about two or three of the essays. And it's a sweet book. It's a pretty book. It's beautifully made. It is a gorgeous piece of work.
It is.
And not because of me, but because I've discovered by working on range for 25 years, all of these lovely writers and photographers who care a lot, care as much as you do about, you know, the future in the country and what's happening and health and private property rights and all those things. And you can see that the cowboys, sheep herders, farmers, They're keeping a place for all these animals, which have pushed out of all of those urban communities you talk about.
You know, there's not one farmer or one rancher that doesn't have some kind of an animal story to tell, whether it's a funny one or a scary one. We've all got those stories, and it's just amazing. These pictures are just beautiful. Absolutely. You are the catalyst that brings it all together. Because you've been in the business long enough, you know enough folks, and you've got it all pulled together. And it is absolutely gorgeous. Perfect Christmas gift, I'm just saying. I'm really pushing the books for Christmas, I'm telling you.
I think it's absolutely splendid. Cowboys and Critters is 160 pages. It's usually $45, but $25 for anybody who knows Beth Ann.
And, you know, these are what we call coffee table books. They're just beautiful. They look nice sitting on your coffee table. And your guests are going to come in, and they're going to pick it up, and they're going to look at it, and they go, wow, this is pretty cool.
The other thing in this book that you'll love, Beth, is obviously cowboys, their favorite friends are horses and dogs, so there's going to be plenty of horses and dogs as well as hundreds of pictures of wildlife.
Well, I see a bull snake, and I see the hawks, and I see the eagles, and
you'll see rattlers and rodents and just every critter you can imagine that's out here in the world.
I don't know about where you are, but here we can tell a lot of skunk stories on the farm, and they're a nuisance, but you know they're there, and it's comical, and I guess they serve a purpose. But those are one of those you go, why, Lord, why is that skunk out there? But anyway, it's a beautiful book, and you've done a great job putting it together. It's just absolutely gorgeous. Cowboys
and Critters. It was a sincere pleasure.
Oh, I bet you had a lot of fun.
Absolutely. It was agony. It took a very long time, but what came out of it, you know, the animals we love and hate, they're still all gorgeous, interesting, fascinating, and they have a story, so you'll see all sorts of things.
Now, we're going into a break. I'm going to open up the phone lines at 877-895-5410. We're visiting today with C.J. Hadley of Range Magazine. Ordered a book. We're going to tell you how in just a little bit. You can visit her website by going to rangemagazine.com. Very simple, rangemagazine.com. Or you can talk to us right here, right now at 877-895-5410. And CJ and Beth Ann, yeah, we'll be right back.
CJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
As the holidays and winter approaches, we'll spend more and more time inside. Reading is a great winter pastime. Galaxy Press brings to you A Saga of the Year 3000, Battlefield Earth by L. Ron Hubbard. With all the reality we've dealt with in the last several months, let's leave the realm and enter the world of imagination and science fiction. Battlefield Earth has it all. Suspense, pathos, politics, war, humor, diplomacy, and intergalactical finance. Purchase for yourself or as a gift. Add to your family library. Wait, there's more. Make it a family time. Pop in the audio CDs. The family will listen to the story told with real actors and sound effects. Get the popcorn ready and take the family far away while staying at home. Order the book. Order the audio set. Go to battlefieldearth.com. Before Star Wars, there was Battlefield Earth. In the year 3000, mankind fighting extinction. War came to Earth. BattlefieldEarth.com. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, CJ, I guess you heard my old ad, but...
but will anything your listeners want, we're going to deal with. I'd love it.
Well, thank you. Well, I know we've got a new new calendar, and I have gotten mine. Thank you very much. I got mine in the mail a little over a week ago, and I appreciate it so much. So we're ready. We're ready for 2017. We've got our Buckaroo calendar. And
I think that's great. Listen, is it possible? Can I read the lead that Carolyn Deferina wrote in the first story called Outside the Fences?
Yes,
it's one long paragraph. Living on the land means living more with animals than people. Some we care for, some we watch through field glasses as they meander through our world. Some appear in our yards, in our bathrooms. We learn to permit their presence in ways that our urban cousins do not appreciate. Some animals we nurture, some we curse as they lay waste to our plans for field or irrigation ditch. But animals can always be trusted to be exactly what they are. They are not duplicitous. They do not lie. They think in their own mysterious ways, some brilliantly. I think that's a lovely
thing. It is. In fact, I had the whole thing here. I was going to ask you if I could read it. So we were thinking quite alike, weren't we?
We often do.
May I go ahead and finish it? Because I just think she did such a wonderful job of this.
Yes.
The cattle, the sheep, the dogs that work for us, and the ones that sleep in the sun. They're working years long past. Are animals under our care? We have a certain relationship with them. The saddle horses are our colleagues, our co-workers. The fact is we merely share this country with the wild things, with the ground squirrels, with that dig holes in the yard, with the frogs in the bathtub, with the snakes that curl in the cattle guards and stretch across the road, hunting mice and small rabbits. The beavers in the creeks gnaw away at the fence posts and pile willows under the bridge, yet they build the ponds that enrich the meadows and raise the water table. We share our world with all these creatures, wild and domestic, in a world increasingly less wild. Stewardship does not just mean care of the landscape. It means recognizing the rich and complex world of creatures that inhabit this land as well. Coexistence may not be easy. We learn it by living this life on the edge of the wildness with the critters that live here. I think that she just did a wonderful job. Carolyn did an excellent job with that. Just beautiful.
She writes features for Range as well and won Best Journalist, Best Feature Writer of the Year last year. So that is, she's on it a lot. She's very good. I'm glad she's part of Range.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, I like thinking about and remembering. I'm no longer on the farm. I'm still in rural America. I'm in small town USA. And, you know, we still, in fact, it's all grown up. Where we built here was woods, and it's all grown up now. But my children, they'll tell you stories about playing in the woods. And we could hear the coyotes, and we could still hear the cattle at night. But now it's kind of grown up, and you don't hear the coyotes anymore here in town. At least I haven't, anyway. And, you know, but when we watch, and like I said, most farmers and ranchers, they've got some kind of a story to tell. And a cowboy in the family who lives down in Texas, he's passed away now. His name was Edwin Schoenberg, CJ, and he looked just like Slim Pickens, and he talked just like Slim Pickens. And he was a cousin to my father-in-law, and he told a story about how he was out one evening, and he was checking the range, and here comes a wolf. And he's trying to figure out what he's going to do with this wolf. So he decides to lasso it.
Oh, my goodness.
And he said that was not a wise thing to do. So the wolf comes after him. So the horse and him take off. He's on his horse. And they take off and go and go and go and go. Now, the wolf was after his cattle. He wasn't just walking across there. And so he takes off. And finally, he sees, I was thinking it was a tree, but I think it was a post in the ground, that he decides to go around that. And he had to you know, I know a lot of people don't like this, but he had to kill the wolf. They snapped the wolf's neck. But the wolf was coming after him and that horse because he lassoed it there on the free range. You know, they've all got a story to tell. And he said, you know, he knew as soon as he did that, that was not the wisest choice.
Apparently he became a pure Texan as soon as he crossed that state line. A little wild cowboy.
Well, now, the Schoenbergs actually originated in Texas. Well, they landed in Missouri, but they actually moved to Texas. That's where they were. And then my father-in-law, his dad, moved back here into Missouri. But most of the Schoenbergs were in Texas.
I like those Charlie Russell paintings, which some of them in other books have arranged these books, when they have the cowboys roping grizzly bears. And that has been done not as often as maybe it looks like they did, but no, that is not a very good thing to do.
No, they're not going to run away. They're going to run at you. And
it is a very dangerous sport.
Yes, it is. Indeed it is. And I've heard many other cowboys from that area, from New Mexico, tell some stories about some things that they lassoed, which I can't repeat on the air because they get in trouble.
We've actually got a story that's terribly sad about wolves in the next issue by Chance Gowan. Mm. He was an aquatic biologist for the Forest Service, mm-hmm. and he's working with a bunch of ranches in eastern Washington, and there were so many wolves there, like 400-500% over what they said was going to be allowed. And that they're killing cattle. I mean, they're yes. taking the slices out of calves and young cows, and dozens of cows are coming back from the mountain with no calf. It's just horrible. But the people in Seattle and Tacoma, Washington, they said we're supposed to have so many wolves per square mile, but they're all in northeastern Washington. And because they're not on the coast yet, the environmentalists keep putting lawsuits on these guys to stop taking of wolves, killing of wolves by, you know, Fish and Wildlife. And it's just tragic. If you read that story in the spring issue, you're going to cry.
It is tragic. And I was just reading one, and it wasn't a wolf. It was, I believe, a cougar that had taken some of the livestock of this one woman he was killing. I want to say it was sheep. And she wasn't going to do anything about it because of the harassment that she was undergoing from everyone else around. You know, you can't kill this animal. You can't do it. And it was just literally eating her out of house and home. And I don't think that people realize you have to control them. You have to have some control.
It's happening too often with too many ranches and farms, and I don't know how bad it is in the East, but it's absolutely dreadful. Since they put the wolves back in the mid-90s in Montana, Wyoming, they're stretching down. They're in California. They're probably in Nevada. I mean, you know, they said it was going to be just in one segment, you know, of the West, and it's just not true. There's no possibility of stopping a wolf from wandering or procreating or getting hungry. And what they used to eat, you know, the easy prey are lambs and calves. It's very easy prey for a pack of wolves.
Well, and those that
are
coming.
Some of the packs are, you know, they're like, there's a huge packs now. One bunch of wolves, there's a photo in Range a couple of years ago, and there must have been 80 wolves in a line coming down a road. And that was Idaho. That was one scary sight, I can tell you.
Well, I've heard some of my friends and listeners down in New Mexico talk about they have to have shelters for the kids waiting for the school buses.
Yeah, they do. They got to lock themselves in so that they're alive
the
when they get
right
on the school bus.
Oh, my goodness. It's scary to think of that. And, you know, I know that in some of the suburbs where the wolves are coming down out of the mountains that they'll get their little puppy dogs and kitty cats. That's easy prey. And
yeah, but they're hurting people too, Beth, and a lot of people are denying that.
Oh my, yes. They won't call it a wild kill. And you know, truth is really what sets you free, CJ. You gotta know the truth.
But the book has pictures of beautiful wolves, but it's all positive in the book. It's pretty, there's no pain, there's no agony, there's no death in the book. You'll enjoy it. But the magazine is another matter. We tell the truth about what's happening on those lands.
Well, and the book's not untruthful. Because those things are quite real. And there is a beautiful side. There is the beautiful side, but they do have to be controlled. And
that's why we kind of separate books from the magazine, so that we don't get completely unhappy about, you know, the agony on in the country. And I love how about the election? My goodness, it changed my point of view. I don't think I've watched 9 or 10 hours of television in one bunch ever. And it was the most intriguing, peculiar, and kind of inspiring night for the West. And we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know whether Trump's going to be any good.
No, we don't.
But we know the alternative would have been more of the same or worse.
No,
I don't think we could have stood any more time like that, at least not out here.
When they talk about the preservation of the land, it scares me because I'm not sure what kind of preserving they really want to do because it usually doesn't end up with private property rights. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. When we come back, CJ, I want to talk about all the awards you've been getting and Range Magazine has been receiving. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And CJ and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're going to talk about your awards, but we're going to go to Roger first. Roger, he's from New Mexico, and want to talk about wolves a little bit. Roger, how are you today?
Yeah, I got a good wolf story, but before I can tell it, have you heard the latest about silver and gold? The Sharia law has just changed where the Muslims are allowed to buy silver and gold. You need to tell that one to your silver.
Okay, I'll mention lady. That too. Okay.
Anyway, the wolf story is this. I'm partnering with a man. We're going to be building a mirror for shooting bank shots. We hope to sell it worldwide. I've got a factory set up in Tularosa. We're just getting started. It's a garage operation right now. But here's the wolf story. He has a friend who is breeding wolves and dogs. And you can tell the dog, they come out of that breed. You can tell it because the teeth are curved. It's noticeable. They're like, instead of straight teeth, they have curved canines.
Okay.
It's pretty interesting. And it's a really neat dog.
I think that's a very sad and tragic thing to do.
Yeah, it's scary.
Well, I'm just telling you what I know.
Okay.
Yes, I know it's happening. There are also tourist operations in the West that have tourists come for several hundred dollars for a couple of hours to come and play with wolves. And I also think that's tragic and dangerous.
You're supposed to teach children not to play with the wild animals. It's okay to watch them, but they are a wild animal, and you don't play with them.
A very dangerous wild animal.
Absolutely.
Well, this dog that was bred from a wolf, he's very mild. He's pretty nice, but he's got pretty sharp teeth.
At the moment, he is. You never, but you don't know. I mean, because he's still a wild animal. All right. I appreciate the call, Roger. Thank you. It is. I think it is a dangerous thing to do. And you know, I've had. I don't know. Do you know Jim? Do you know Jim Beers, CJ?
I know his writing is very good. As a wildlife biologist, isn't he?
Yes, absolutely. And he just. I haven't had him on the air in a long time. I need to get a hold of him and see how he's doing. But he talks about some of those situations, like you're saying, where they teach him to play with the animals. And it's like not a good idea. We have a caller from. Let's go to
one
the call.
Quick thing.
Okay, go ahead.
One quick thing. I have a very good friend in Portland who has a goddaughter who had a hybrid wolf dog, and she came and showed me the wolf dog and was so happy with it. Well, within a year, she had to get rid of it because it became too dangerous.
Mm.
And in the meantime, she was showing it to little children, and there's no telling what might happen.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
I just urge people not to do that.
Yeah, it's in the long run, it's not a good idea. We have Therese from Pennsylvania. Therese, how are you doing today, girlfriend?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. With regard to the wolf and coyote thing, a number of years ago, back in 2003, a bunch of animal rights people in New York State, which is just north of us here, I'm in north central Pennsylvania, they released a bunch of Canadian timber and or gray wolves halfway between Bath, New York and the St. Lawrence Seaway. By 2007, they had worked their way south across the border to Pennsylvania. And then another bunch of animal rights newbies, or whatever they want to call themselves, had released a bunch of whole western coyotes here, which have never been indigenous to this part of the United States. Now, what's happened is that the wolves are now crossbreeding with the coyotes. We have coyote wolves here.
Mm.
The problem being is that, well, the wolf's a pack hunter, but they don't have they only have two or three kids. Coyotes are prolific, and they have very large litters.
Yes, they do.
Now what we have is a crossbreed that has large litters and is a pack hunter. And we've had real problems here. I've had to take care of four of them. Came in. I have chickens here.
Mm.
I don't let them free range because of coyotes and other creatures. But I had four of those coyote wolves come in on my place, and I had to get them.
What's happening? Is the state helping you in any way from this out-of-control, ridiculous replacing of animals that shouldn't be there in the first place? Are they helping you?
As a matter of fact, with regard to cougars here, they said they didn't exist until one almost killed somebody.
They do that here, too. They can't deny it anymore.
Game commission here, the lights are on and no one's home.
Are people in Pennsylvania like you allowed to kill a coyote wolf who is damaging their private property? Are you allowed to do that?
Yeah, we hunt them here. Matter of fact, we can hunt them 7 days a week.
Okay, we cannot. You have a huge advantage over the West.
Yeah. Now, I know coyotes alone, since I've had chickens here back from 2005, I've killed six coyotes on my property, and I killed two coyote wolves trying to come in.
Are they denning on your property?
No, but I've had them sit off of my property and watch my place for a day or two.
Mm.
They're smart.
They're very smart.
Good hunters.
They are.
I know they are, and I'm sorry for your problem. I just wish animal do-gooders would realize the damage they're doing.
Mm. I have a 2506, and that solves the problem.
Good man. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Therese.
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely. Thank you, Therese. We appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. Bye.
I'm glad that gentleman can take care of his own.
Well, she does a tremendous job there, and she stays on top of the things that are political in that area and takes care of the local area as best she can. She really is an awesome person, and she lives in the wild. She definitely take care of herself. She's kind of
that's exactly what she's doing. Proud of her.
Absolutely. I want to talk a little bit about your awards you've been getting. And are you going to have to build a new trophy case or something for all these awards?
The thing is, the Rangers got a relentless publicist in Las Vegas who used to work for me at Nevada Magazine when I was the publisher of the state magazine many, many years ago, in 1975 to 85. I hired her there. She quit, retired from Nevada Magazine, got terribly bored, and decided to work for Range Free. So she decides Range is so good, she's going to enter it in all these contests. Well, we never thought about it before.
And so she's pulled off all kinds of coups. Like a few years ago, Brushstrokes and Balladeers won a Wrangler from the Cowboy Hall of Fame in Oklahoma, the best poetry book of the year. The same book won a Will Rogers Gold Medallion in Fort Worth, Texas, which is absolutely lovely. A couple of years later, The M-Ball, which was a book written by a friend of mine who was a bronc writer for Buffalo Bill, and his short stories were put in two different books, and that book won a Will Rogers Gold Medallion. Reflections of the West also won a Will Rogers Gold Medallion. But one of the best things is the Nevada Press Association does the Better Magazine and Newspaper Contest every year, and she entered some of the major features like Dave Skinner, Mike Kaufman, Dan Daggett, some of those stories, Carolyn Duffarina, into certain categories. And in the last 4 years, every single year, and the contests were judged in Montana, Arizona, Wyoming, different states, so it's not state people judging state work. We won the Freedom of the Press for the last 4 years consecutively. And that was the most extraordinary honor and a hell of a boost to me after working 25 years to know that those significant features. The first one, Beth, was the Hage case, which is, you know, a 28-year saga of Forest Service destroying a ranch in central Nevada. The second one was climate change, which was written by Mike Kaufman. The third year was onslaught at Gold Butte, which was the Bundy standoff. That was written by Vince Aprinowitz, and he got Best Writer of the Year. And this year, September, we just picked up another Freedom of the Press for the Grass March Cowboy Express, which was written by Jameson Parker, who used to be the star of Simon and Simon, plus Julian Stone and Carolyn Duffarina. And there were significant stories that are all available online, rangemagazine.com. And that was a complete honor. But some of the, this year we got seven first places from Nevada Press. Best profile interview was Leo Banks of Arizona. A first place special projects was Reflections of the West. Best feature writing was Dave Skinner from Montana. Best critical writing was also Dave Skinner. Best regular department was Portrait of the West. It's Todd Clancy, Ivan Ige, Larry Angier, photographers. And also best print ad. It's incredible.
Yeah.
So she fills these forms out and makes us very famous.
Well, it's been a long time coming because you've been doing a great job. And it just shows that you have top quality people. You know, the word journalism has kind of been passed around a lot today. But you know what?
We have a beautiful group.
You're not dead. Journalism is not dead as long as Range Magazine's still going. And we are going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. We have Johannes waiting for us, and we will get to you when we come back. Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Winter and holidays are upon us. The seasons change, but Tupperware savings stay the same. Tupperware for gifts, Tupperware for sharing and carrying your food to a party or gatherings of friends as you beat those winter blahs. Did you ever consider a Tupperware container as your gift box? Put your favorite party snack inside and wrap it up with a bow and go. Tupperware is no stranger at parties. Cook it, share it, serve it, store it up for later. The seasons change. Are you cooking up a pot of soup? Freeze half the batch and have an easy meal on a lazy winter day. My friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Seasons change, but Tupperware's high-quality lifetime guarantee stays the same. Storing, transporting, gifts, saving money, saving time, or a career opportunity you control. Beth will help you gift, go, save, and start a career. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com. Known for his science fiction, L. Ron Hubbard actually grew up around old frontiersmen and cowboys with Western roots. Hubbard loved the West and understood the spirit of the American cowboy. Family stories of Western tradition. Good guys fighting the bad guys. Will the good guys win? Books are their outstanding audio series produced by Galaxy Press in the fashion of the old-time radio, only better, complete with actors and sound effects that will transport you back to the West in that story and time. Perfect stocking stuffers. Stories like Branded Outlaw, Cattle King for a Day, Under the Die Hard Brand, Death Awaits at Sundown, and Devil's Manhunt, and many more. Christmas is rapidly approaching. These Western series books and audios are perfect gifts in the stocking or lassoed up in brown paper and tied with a cowboy knot. Take your family west this Christmas. Cowboy up and get shopping. GalaxyPress.com. Bring America back home on the range to our Western heritage. GalaxyPress.com.
Is the right to keep and bear arms a divine right? Should Christians surrender their firearms if the law requires? Does the New Testament require Christians to always be nonviolent, to keep or not to keep? Why Christians should not give up their guns? Timothy Baldwin, along with his dad, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, have authored this book to help you understand or simply secure what you already know about Christians and our Second Amendment. This book is available for you now. $17 includes shipping and handling. On the heels of each national tragedy, schools and other places have become gun-free zones. Many in government are attempting to disarm Americans. To Keep or Not to Keep will equip you with the scriptural knowledge needed to make a wise decision about the defense of your family, community, and country. Order today. Send $17 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio, fastest hour of the day. We're already in the final segment of today's show. We're going to go straight to Johannes from New Mexico. How are you doing today, Johannes?
Hey, I'm blessed with the Lord like you are, Beth. I'd like to meet you one day, but
that would be great.
I don't know. It's probably not going to happen. I don't know. But we got a really evil wolf here in the mountains in New Mexico, and I call it Hillary. You know, I want to shoot that wolf. I don't know if I got permission from you, but I want to shoot that Hillary wolf.
Well, you have permission from me. I don't know that I'm the one to look to for permission, but
but you know. I'm glad we finally went through all that stuff with Trump and her, because that was a nightmare.
It was.
But anyway, we're talking about coyotes and wolves.
Johannes, let me give you the advice. CJ, I think you probably heard Derry Brownfield used to say this. His advice was shoot, shovel, and shut up.
There you go. You know, we're not going to take the, you know, they want to take the firearms. We got a 308, a 22, of course, and an AR. But you know, we're not going to use it for the beautiful animals. But this particular wolf called Hillary,
damage.
We need to shoot her.
Yeah,
and she's done. You know, she's done.
All right,
I'm tired of it. And
maybe
her daughter. Now look at her daughter in 2020. She might want to run for president.
Well, I don't.
You never know.
Well, we'll see about that. I don't know. She's still crying and you know, throwing fits. So
right.
I'm going to let you go, Johannes. Thank you. Take care of that wolf now. I appreciate it. CJ, since we're in the final segment of today's show, let's tell the listeners what you have in store for them today.
Well,
I would like to celebrate
the 25th anniversary. I'd like him to read magazine. I want to make it as easy as possible. So if they want a 5-issue subscription, which is a year and a quarter, plus a free calendar, it's just $20.
Wow.
It cost me $37.40, but for you guys, $20. 5-issue subscription, which is 5 instead of 4, $15. If they want a calendar, which is $12.95, $8. If they want the gorgeous Cowboys and Critters, it's $25. If they just call 1-800-RANGE-4U, number 4, letter U, that's 826-4348. I have a couple of very helpful ladies who run Range with me, and they will do whatever they want and ship it as soon as they can. They're fabulous, fabulous gifts. And also, one bonus, if they get a subscription like this week, they'll get the winter issue and the most amazing special report ever put in Range by scholar Alston Chase. Mm-hmm. It's called Rachel Carson Revisited, From Silent Spring to Zika. And I think you know that book, Silent Spring, changed environmentalism forever and became the beginning of a lot of environmental scare tactics and actually has destroyed a lot of America. And it's a significant story. It's available online as well. And I just want them to get that magazine to start if they decide to have a subscription. We'll make it as cheap as we can. We want everybody to read this and pass it on.
Absolutely. And these books, she's got the Brushstrokes and Balladeers. She's got the Cowboys and Critters. You need to look at these books. Go to the website, rangemagazine.com, and look at these. But I'm guaranteeing you will not be disappointed in any of the books, and they are going to make tremendous Christmas gifts. And there's still plenty of time to get those into. I mean, that's something nobody's going to buy themselves.
There are books of Western painters and poets. There are books of his, you know, old cowboy stories, Harry Webb, the Buffalo Bill guy. There are just a lot of different books in there, and a lot of photo books. And also there's one book called Grit, and it was 20 years of Range, some of the most significant features ever written in Range. And that's kind of a rare book now, but that's also... A few copies are also available, but they are online.
Do you have any?
Or you can call me at 1-800-RANGE-4U.
Do you have any of the Red Meat Survivors left?
No, that's sold out.
They're gone.
That was one of the most popular.
I thought they were. It was.
Yeah, Confessions of Red Meat Survivors. Those people, 80 to 106 of the age range we've run, and they tell their stories about how it was and what they think now. And they're absolutely brilliant, beautiful, and inspiring.
I'm going to have to hide mine, make sure nobody takes it, because I've
got
that.
Yeah, you keep it. Keep it safe. But every issue of Range, we have a section that includes, you know, 2, 3, or 4 more confessions pieces. And I will run another confessions book in another year.
Oh, that'll be fantastic. Well, right now, this Cowboys and Critters, the symbiosis of... In the American West is just awesome. It's just an awesome book with beautiful pictures, beautiful stories, a few little poems and quotes in there, and it's just an awesome, awesome book. Whether you buy it for yourself or you buy it as a gift to give away. So these are those ones. There's a commercial where the lady buys a gift for another lady, and she's trying not to give it to her because she wants to keep it herself. And they ended up getting each other the same thing, and they were both ecstatic. This is that kind of gift. You're not going to want to give it away.
I think that's fabulous, but if you get the book, you should look at it and read it,
and then
wrap it up and give it away.
Well, sign it.
Exactly.
Read at such and such a date. I like to do that when I read a book. I read it on such and such a year or whatever, and pass it along so everybody knows I approved it. I approved it.
Sharing is beautiful.
It is, absolutely. I read one time in a farm magazine. It was Farmer's Wife. I don't think it even exists anymore. Years and years ago, that to give a gift keeps on giving, you give a female kitten. These gifts, they're never going to get old. A book never gets old. The information, the beautiful pictures, it's not something that ever gets obsolete because it's just real. That's all there is to it. It's just real and it's there. CJ, you do a great job, but the magazine is something that I really want all my listeners to be aware of, because that is the information that you need to know about what's going on. I don't care what part of the United States or the world that you live in, you need to be reading Range Magazine. CJ can't make it any cheaper. She can't do it any cheaper. She's losing money on it when she gives you those great deals here on CSC Talk Radio. So you need to order Range Magazine. Go to rangemagazine.com and get started, or just give them a call at 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, and the letter U, and get started, because you won't be sorry. You won't be sorry. Or give that as a gift. if you're already subscribing, then give it as a gift because people need to know what's going on. We have an awful lot of fake news, but Range Magazine is full of journalism, real news, things that are really happening. And I appreciate that, CJ. I don't know how you put it all together.
Just like you put your radio show together by the skin of my teeth.
Every day, just keep on going.
With joy and vigor accompanying.
You know, I appreciate
you so
much. And
hope for the future. I'm still hopeful, positive.
Well, I am too. I'm trying to stay that way. Thank you so much. There is a website, and I don't have it in front of me here real quick. I was going to give it to you. And it is a website to go tell Donald Trump what you think he needs to know. Oh, gosh, I've lost it. Anyway, I've lost the website. I'll have to give it tomorrow, and I'll email it to you, CJ. But we need to be informing Donald Trump, and it's a special website to tell him the things you think he needs to know. And I always say do it kindly. And what a better way than Rule America to let our president-elect know what's going on where we live. Thank you, CJ, so much for all that you do. I appreciate it. It takes every single one of us, folks, to bring America home. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, "Study the Constitution. Let it be preached from the pulpit. Proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice." The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs, and you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021. 2021.